It works. There we go. Welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I'm Adam.
And I'm Josie.
We sound thrilled to be here. And with us we have Peter, who's moving his chair closer. Do you want to say hi to acknowledge that you're here?
I was going to wait till you talk and interrupt you.
Okay. Well, so we're off to a good start. We did not do a live episode last week, partially because everyone was out of town for the holidays.
I wasn't.
Thanks. Okay. Well, the person who has the laptop that runs the show was out of town, so we pre-recorded it. As a result, when the Civil War trailer dropped on Tuesday night, we couldn't talk about it on the show because the show was recorded the week before. So we're going to talk about that today. Pretty much that and the Batman vs. Superman trailer from last night are going to cover our entire like headline section, and that's going to be it. And then we're going to do Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Daredevil's final episode, and the football picks, which is just our usual thing.
What is that sound?
What?
That motor sound. Why do I keep hearing?
It might be my fan.
It might be my fan.
Oh, it is Peter's fan.
My phone's very loud.
Yeah, it's Peter's fan from his laptop. Anyway,
it's not that loud.
Well, I can hear it.
It's comparatively loud.
No one's been able to hear it before.
Yeah.
Every episode I've had my laptop on my lap.
Well, then your laptop's gotten shittier.
Nope.
That's not how it works. Okay, so anyway, while I attempt to fix the... There we go. I don't know why I dropped out. Okay. Hang on. Alright, there we go. Anyway, let's see what we got. So, let's start with Batman vs. Superman, because that's more fresh in my memory from last night. Let's have Peter go first. He's a resident DC fanboy. Go ahead.
The first trailers, I don't know, they've been very mysterious, I guess, about it. Mm-hmm. This trailer revealed a lot, but, the first trailer, we didn't really know what was happening. It just looked really cool. That was the first long trailer. I was like, yeah, here we go. I was very excited. Then the trailer for the trailer with the desert, when he's in jail, I was like, this is kind of weird. I wasn't sure how I felt about that one. Then this most recent trailer, I was very, very excited, and I, can't wait for this movie, especially, Lex Luthor, because I was fine with Ben Affleck. I'm going to say...
Do you want to do your Ben Affleck,
yes,
Ryan Reynolds tirade?
Yes,
go ahead.
I'm going to do this right now.
Here we fucking go.
When Ben Affleck was cast as Batman, everyone was, all pissed off about it, but I was fine with it. I knew Ben Affleck could do it. I'm angry that no one's pissed off that Ryan Reynolds is cast as Deadpool, because let's look at their... People were pissed off that Ben Affleck was cast as Batman because of Daredevil, and they're like, oh, he was in a shitty superhero movie, he can't do this. He wasn't that bad in Daredevil. Daredevil just wasn't that great of a movie, and it just was because of the time, it just didn't work. Ryan Reynolds, every single movie he's in is pretty shitty. He hasn't really been in a good movie at all, unless you love Van Wilder, then you like shitty movies, I guess. Because that's not even a good movie, the first one's not even good. And then... He was in the Green Lantern, which is a pile of shit. And then he actually played Deadpool in another movie, and that was really shitty. And now he's playing Deadpool again, and no one's saying anything about it. Why are we just giving him a pass? Because he's sometimes funny. And he's not. Because Deadpool's not going to be that funny.
Yeah. So that's...
And Ben Affleck, after Daredevil, has been in very successful movies, and he has shown he's a really good actor. Writer, director, and all of that.
Yeah. So let's see, what have we got?
And then back to the trailer.
Yes.
When my concern of casting when I first heard about the movie was Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor,
mm-hmm.
because in the past, I don't know, I've been very back and forth with Jesse Eisenberg, just how the way he talks. I think it was mostly Aaron Sorkin's fault, not his.
Right, because of the Social Network.
Because I don't really like how Aaron Sorkin writes and how he makes his characters talk. But then after seeing, and I was like, there's no way Jesse Eisenberg can be intimidating. This is not going to work for Lex Luthor. Are they going to shave his head? And then seeing him in this trailer, this is perfect casting. They're playing him perfectly.
Yes.
Where he's somewhat psychotic, but that's a little trailer thing. They say that word in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of crazy funny. like almost like the Joker, but not too insane like the Joker. Like I like how they're playing it.
Like when they revealed him in that scene, and like we have a history of people dressed as clowns in Gotham.
Yeah.
And they had him immediately enter the scene, but in the darkness, I'm like, what the fuck's the Joker doing here? I was really confused, and then, oh, it's Lex Luthor.
And him and Bruce Wayne know each other, because when he walks in, Bruce Wayne's just like, oh, hey, Lex.
Yeah. Well, because Lex Corp's a big company, too.
Yes.
So it makes sense, yeah. So, let's see. My big thing that you didn't really touch on was fucking Doomsday at the end of the trailer.
I think that's how Lex Luthor's going to lose his hair.
That's, yeah, it's gonna be, like, he did it's some radiation thing to Zod to make him into, Doomsday, and then, you know, then he loses his hair. But I didn't think they'd go this quick with Doomsday.
I'm excited. I thought it was just when Zod was gonna come back to life.
Yeah, that's what I thought was gonna happen, too, or it was just gonna be, like, they reanimated Zod and it was gonna be him. Now, the other thing, first time we see the Trinity of DC all together in live action.
Yes. And a little joke in there also.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Because they learn from their mistake. Because this is Ben Affleck and Chris Terrio, by the way.
Well, isn't this also the like producers reeling in Zack Snyder a little bit?
Yeah. Well, because here's the thing. The last time I saw a superhero movie where the stars rewrote it, it was Ant-Man.
Oh, that was very good.
Yes, and Paul Rudd rewrote the film with his guy. This time, Ben Affleck and Chris Terrio, who's his guy, rewrote and reworked the script after Zack Snyder and Goyer probably like did a Superman circle jerk all over it. So it's gonna be more reeled in.
But at least Zack Snyder wasn't bitter about it, and he's.
Oh no, he was a little bitter about it. Don't give him all that much credit. No, he was a little bitter about it.
He still directed the movie.
Oh well, yeah. We'll go into that when we do Ant-Man. Let's see. We saw the Trinity all together. That was pretty big deal. First time Wonder Woman has been in a live-action movie.
And it looks like she's in the kick-ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then, let's see, we already talked about Jesse Eisenberg. Then, the Justice League set up, which you talked about earlier in the desert scene. The desert scene the suit Batman is wearing is known in the toy line as Nightmare, with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T, M-A-R-E.
Get it.
And in the vision, you see these giant flying bugs, which are parademons. Mm-hmm. They are the foot soldiers of Darkseid. And I think they're going to be bringing back Darkseid for Justice League.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Isn't he there, Thanos?
Basically, but he's not... He is as strong as Thanos, but he's used more commonly as a... Like, he's Thanos in terms of power, but he's Kang in terms of times used.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, if they need a villain to throw up to show the power of the new Avengers, they use Kang to show. But they're using Darkseid as their first one. Because the only one we really do is Brainiac. I think they're going to save that for Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
Because he's a real Superman villain. Let's see. Josie, do you have any thoughts?
It looks cool.
Any other thoughts?
What do you mean, any other thoughts?
On the trailer. Me and Peter just...
I'm not a fan of DC. And I really hate Superman. So...
We've been over why DC had a problem with the Justice League. Well, I mean, the Justice League was way too OP.
It's not this one. It's not like a change it now.
But... Well, no, I know. Well, if it was the Avengers, they could. If you had an Avengers team as OP as the Justice League is, you'd be like, okay, fix that.
Well, they can do anything they want with Marvel because no one knows who any of those characters
True.
Are.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, I mean, because it's like, Superman's iconic, but Superman's a god. Batman is superpowers, he's too smart, and at some point he's the White Lantern as well.
Batman's superpower is that his parents had money and died.
He's also the White Lantern in some points.
I didn't know that.
That's yes, White Lantern, Batman's a thing. Then Wonder Woman is a Greek goddess.
Yes.
So there's that. Then there's Hawkman and Hawkgirl interchangeably, who are both immortal. Then who else is on the Justice League? Martian Manhunter, the Green Lantern,
Aquaman.
Aquaman, who's stronger than Superman physically.
Yep. he has to live in the bottom of the ocean with all the pressure, so he builds up strength to withstand the pressure.
Yeah. The Flash, which is way too OP for anyone's good. And Speed Force is broken to hell. And then I think that's it. Or am I forgetting anyone on the Justice League? Or...
Well, they go big or go home.
Yeah. It's like, then the Avengers did it with Squadron Supreme, which is like Hyperion, which is like their answer to Superman, which is just like a god. But like, the whole thing is, if they ever do that in a movie, people will be like, this is the Justice League, but with Marvel's sticker on it. So yeah, we'll do theories about the two movies after we talk about both trailers.
Okay.
So next is the Civil War trailer, which dropped on Tuesday night prior to Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that one actually looks pretty good.
Batman vs. Superman.
I'm kind of excited to see, like, what's his face fight Iron Man.
Captain America.
That guy.
Okay, so I'm going to lead off with the number one thing to take away from the trailer is, again, just like the final shot in Batman vs. Superman with, the Trinity facing off with Doomsday. This one, Bucky and Captain America beating the fuck out of Iron Man. That was easily the best scene in the entire trailer, and it is, what's it called? They did a good job with it. It's very well choreographed, which that's the Russo's thing, is they do a very good job with fight choreography. Like, the Winter Soldier had the strongest fight choreography of any Marvel movie. Yes. So, good to see that carrying over. And it's satisfying to see Iron Man get the shit kicked out of him.
No, I support Iron Man all the way.
Well, no. Iron Man's a dick. I'm not saying I don't support him,
but
here.
But Captain America is literally retarded.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying I support, in this case, the fact that Captain America is fucking up. I'm saying I support the fact that we're seeing Iron Man get fucked up by someone for a change. Because, let's be fair, Hulkbuster should have lost that fight in Age of Ultron. Okay? And if it was the Russos doing it, they would understand that, and he would have lost that fight. So, like, because the thing is, any Buster armor is just designed so that way Tony Stark can get the shit kicked out of him in the comics a few pages, in movies it'd be a few minutes, and then have no actual, like, damage come to him personally. But it's just to get him get ripped apart and, like, take him down a notch. That does never happen to him in the movies. He always ends up on top. This is a nice little change of pace. Then what else? Choreography?
I thought they're gonna kill him.
No, I know. No, I'm not saying they're going to kill him. I'm saying it's just nice to see him not 100% winning the fight. Black Panther. We see his first appearance in the suit. Mm-hmm. The suit is made out of a vibranium chainmail.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's got vibranium claws. So, instead of making a frisbee out of it, They made clothing out of it. So it's not like it's anything better. Also, no Spider-Man in the trailer. Despite Spider-Man going to be in this movie. The Accords. We get our first talk about the Accords and what they are. And it's this movie's version of the Superhero Registration Act from the comics, where...
Or from The Incredibles.
Okay. Yes. but in this case, it's the UN deciding when enhanced individuals can be sent out into the field. Which is going to lead to problems. Because someone on IGN said, in the comments from IGN said, who would sign this? That's the plot of the movie. So yeah, anyone else have any thoughts?
Josie can go first.
On what?
Do you have any thoughts on the Civil War trailer beyond it looks cool?
I already gave my thoughts.
Can I give my thoughts with just comparing this and the Batman v Superman trailer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think this trailer was a better trailer. Like, yes. So to compare
hands down, it's
trailer quality.
Far better edited.
But I'm still more excited for Batman v Superman after both of these trailers, because I think Batman v Superman revealed just still a little bit more about their plot, but still not a lot. Where with Civil War, like, I already know a shit ton about it and exactly who's going to be in it.
Well, with Batman vs. Superman, I think it's kind of like the Phantom Menace trailer, where obviously you're not seeing the whole movie in 3 minutes. You're seeing a 3-minute, like, synopsis of the movie,
mm-hmm.
basically, where Batman and Superman show up, They're going to have a disagreement. They're going to fight. They're going to get together. Because that's fight Doomsday. That's the end of the movie.
But with Civil War, it's not like one person's going to die. But with Civil War...
No, the Civil
Captain
War...
Captain America's obviously going to win because it's Captain America Civil War.
Well, I... And that's where I disagree with you. I don't think anyone's going to win Civil War. And I think someone is going to be killed off.
Just like the real Civil War. No one actually won.
Okay. I think they're going to kill off someone. Conservatively, I think it should be Captain America. They're going to kill off at the end of the movie.
Oh, because they're bringing Bucky
Barnes. You think they're going to kill off Captain America?
I do. I think they're going to kill off Steve Rogers, Bucky Barnes can take the mantle, or Falcon's going to fly in, scream, I'm the captain now, and steal the shield.
I don't like Falcon. He's stupid.
I don't know. I think...
His power is not real, because he's part of a unit with this exact same jetpack.
See, here's the thing with Falcon. I think Falcon should get it, just on the fact that he was there through the Winter Soldier, and he was still there through the end of Age of Ultron,
yeah, but
and he wasn't
Barnes
brainwashed.
Is a man.
Maybe he dies.
Okay, stop.
And he has a cool metal arm.
Okay, Falcon has wings.
Yeah, but anyone can get a jetpack. Like, his power is any, like anyone in that universe can
okay.
get that. Like,
fair.
No one can, it's not that hard.
Fair. What was your point? Josie?
What was my point? I just said maybe he dies.
What was the point you were trying to get in while me and Peter were talking?
I didn't have a point.
Yes,
leave me
did.
Alone. God.
Okay. No, but I do think Captain America's going to be killed off. I don't think War Machine's going to be killed off, even though we saw him laying on the ground, like, unconscious in the trailer. I don't think they're going to call off War Machine.
I wonder if the new Avengers is going to have, like, any... I feel like that's going to be it. No, sort of no purpose at all, because it's not going to be like, oh, call on the Avengers, because they're all going to get split up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be, apparently it's going to be like that scene at the airport, it's like the climax of the Civil War, where it's Tony Stark and his Avengers versus Captain America and his Avengers.
What if a plane accidentally hits Captain America, and that's how he dies?
I think it's going to be, like, they're going to be fighting Crossbones in the beginning, and that's just going to, like, bring about the Accords, because, like, it was one thing... And the thing, and apparently it takes place in the east, in the western hemisphere. This part where it's either Rio de Janeiro, I don't remember if it was Rio de Janeiro or Atlanta, which is a weird thing to say, but it was one of those two places where it takes place. And what's it called? Crossbones, like they detain Crossbones, but he kills a lot of people in the process. So they, that's what's going to bring about. We need to do this. So then. General Ross from Incredible Hulk is going to step in, and they're going to create the Accords.
Let's
and
bring
all that.
Back a character no one's cared about.
Exactly.
Like 8 years.
If Suicide Squad does good, they can do Thunderbolts, because now they have General Ross is still here. So that's going to be cool if they do that. But only Suicide Squad's good, because the Thunderbolts is the closest thing Marvel has to an anti-hero team. So they're going, like, that's going to end up happening. But I think Crossbones should be detained, escape, and kill Captain America at the end of the movie.
That'd be dumb. I would not like that.
Would you prefer someone mind-controlled Agent 13 and she sniped him from across the field again?
No. I'd rather Iron Man accidentally kill him, and he's like, I realize what I've done.
Because
this Civil War is over.
I mean, the other thing is, my prediction of Captain America dying is based entirely on the fact that in the comics, after Civil War, Captain America gets killed, and then Bucky Barnes takes his place.
What if they're like, at the end, it's just like, this truly has been Captain America's Civil War.
Like Game of Thrones ending?
Yes. Or any show's ending.
What was it? let's see, there was something else with this. They could also call off Hawkeye, basically.
That's what I said.
Ugh, let's call off another character no one cares about. At least put some bite behind him and he kills him.
Well, who do you think they should kill then?
I say what you said, just go for Captain America. Like, I'm just saying Crossbones killing him.
Why do you think Captain America will die? I don't think he will.
He died in the comic after Civil War.
Iron Man finally found out that if you shoot at his shield and shoot at his legs, that's two different things and you'll cut his legs off. I've been saying this since the first Captain America. Why don't people shoot at him in two directions and you'll kill him?
Or one person shoots up from the front, one person shoots up from
exactly.
the back.
It's not that hard to kill Captain America. I don't understand how no one's done it.
Okay,
to
so how
fair,
about...
He did take four bullets like a champ in the Winter Soldier.
Yes, but that was like in the arm.
No, it was like in the stomach and chest.
Okay, well if you shoot him enough times in the legs, he'll fall, and then you can keep shooting him.
I don't think they're aiming to kill Captain America. Like, all of War Machine and Iron Man's weapons have been outfitted with Ultron's, like, laser weapons. So, well, the good news is, after the mid-season finale, we're gonna get a bunch of Ultron parts being sold and stuff on the black market on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, because there's a bunch of those things.
Yeah. I don't think anyone...
It's gonna be the same thing as when the first Avengers had, that they sold all the alien shit.
No, that's, anyway, what else? But yeah, what's your favorite theory about Batman vs. Superman? That's not my theory I came up with this morning.
Well, the thing I said was a part of that.
Oh, okay, well, say your thing, and then I'll expand it.
Because you almost said it, so I was going to let you go with it, but then you stopped saying it. Because you were like, the Nightmare Batman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so going off of Nightmare Batman, how it's the toy's nightmare, like, dreams... they're saying that it's a dream that Batman's having when he's imprisoned.
Right.
And that's what I noticed.
Like, the whole thing is a dream that Batman's having?
No. That scene when he's in, like, a rack, and then there's, like, the parademons flying around, and Superman catches him, and he pulls off his cowl.
You can just go explain further explain that.
Yeah, right, okay, so that whole thing happens... I think even if you didn't tell me that was a dream, I would have thought it was a dream anyway, because of, that's not Superman's style that we've seen.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't go and forcibly unmask Batman. He wouldn't have the army on his side to do it, or anything like that. He may have people who support him and become an army in his favor, but he wouldn't be the general leading it. Like, he functions on his own, and we've seen that through the end of Man of Steel. So, that whole thing was a dream anyway. But I think it's brought about by either one of two things. Either Lex Luthor gets control of the, talks to Dr. Crane, and not Frasier, the guy from...
he's also a psychologist, that's funny.
Exactly. The guy from Batman villain, Scarecrow. He gives him the fear toxin, and he uses it on Bruce Wayne to turn him against Superman. Or, as part of Batman getting back into Batman after being retired, the first villain he got taken down in the beginning of the movie is Scarecrow. And as an after effect, he ends up getting, not mind control, but seeing his fear, which is Superman doing that.
Now, do you want to talk about the, it's not a versus, it's a five?
Oh, yes, that's okay. It.
I do not believe this fan theory.
I like this
anyone
theory.
Anyone who still believes this fan theory after this trailer is dumb. But, okay, I'll explain
where that. Where does this trailer shit on that?
I'll explain it at the end.
Okay.
I'll wrap it up with that. Okay, so in this trailer, they're saying that the V in the Batman V Superman, because Zack Snyder's come out many times and said it does not stand for versus.
Not stylized as VS with a period, even V with a period.
It's just a V.
Yeah.
And he said it's not versus, so people say it's a five, because this is the fifth movie, and it's all in connection with the original Christian Bale Batman trilogy. And then the fourth movie would be Man of Steel. And then this would be number five. And the Ben Affleck is not Batman. He is actually Deathstroke.
Oh, no. Okay.
That one you're talking about?
Oh, no. Mine's the theory goes in two separate directions from it's the fifth movie. Like, yours is the Deathstroke theory.
Oh, okay. And then Christian Bale is going to... Wait, let me finish.
Yeah, finish yours.
And then Christian Bale is still Batman, and he might end up in this movie still as Batman. So then Ben Affleck is not Batman. But then, going off of that, I just thought about when you were saying with Dr. Crane, because in the trilogy, one of the things is Scarecrow never dies, and he's in every single movie.
Yep.
So they could bring him back as Scarecrow in this movie to connect it, which I would actually think that's really cool. But in the beginning of this trailer, they're like, who's that? And they're like, that's Bruce Wayne. So, he kind of shit that ruins those people's theory.
Right, the Slade Wilson instead of Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Unless, no, there's no way. No. If they do that, I'm going to be really pissed off, and they're like, oh, we're just calling him Bruce Wayne.
Exactly. No, I think, the way that the other theory works, and it'd be pretty cool if they did this, is the events of the Dark Knight trilogy happen, then Man of Steel happens, then this movie happens, but in between, the Robin that was killed is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and they guess James Bond and Batman, and now it's Ben Affleck instead of Christian Bale. And it's the same amount of time has passed since he started being Batman, So the whole thing kind of lines up already.
But then the Joker's... I guess, no, we never know what's happened to the Joker.
Exactly, all we know is he gets captured.
I was like, but Heath Ledger's dead. I'm like, I'm retarded. Sorry about that. I forgot what acting was.
Yes, so... That, I mean, the whole thing, it still lines up where it could be.
I like that one better.
Yeah, and I'd be okay with it. Because there's no reason to throw away the Dark Knight trilogy. Especially if they're trying... Because here's the thing. If you're going to do a movie like this... Set up at least one other character in a previous movie before you do a big crossover like this. Like you have Superman, but then you also have Wonder Woman, Batman, and then you also have cameo appearances, or small appearances by both Cyborg, Aquaman, and I think Flash too, maybe. But I know definitely Cyborg and Aquaman. So at the very least, just tie Batman's backstory to the Dark Knight and no one's going to think twice about it. Like, who's going to go, like, no, that's stupid? Like, everyone loves the Dark Knight. I've never met anyone who didn't like The Dark Knight.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. I think we've wrapped this up. And then Civil War, we've already talked about theories on this.
Oh, I also heard, because in different comics, one of the Robins ends up becoming the Joker, that Joseph Gordon-Levitt ends up becoming his character from The Dark Knight trilogy, ends up becoming the Joker.
My only problem with that is there would then be three distinct dead Jokers, three distinct Jokers in this universe, because there's the deceased. We know one's definitely deceased.
Which one?
The one that he has the armor in his place, because the Joker killed
them. Are you talking about Robins?
Yes.
Okay.
What did I say?
You said three distinct dead Jokers?
Oh, no, three distinct Robin incarnations then, because you have the one deceased one, then. I'm assuming they would go with Jason Todd as the Joker, and not anyone, and not like Dick Grayson or anything like that. Then you also have Jenna Malone's character, who's playing, I forgot what her name is, I think it's Cassandra something, who's another Joker. And you also have Dick Grayson, who mm-hmm. I don't think I'd throw out because Nightwing's still an iconic character. So
that's I'd be fine with them just killing Robin, the dead Robin.
Yeah, and it's just like okay, whatever, one died.
But then they wouldn't be able to explain what happened. If they were continuing it, then what happened to the Heath Ledger Joker? Because then they can't explain away that Joker.
I think Jason Todd is dead. The Joker that's dead is Jason Todd.
Okay.
Because,
Are you saying the Robin that's dead?
The Robin, yes, okay. The Robin that's dead, I think, is Jason Todd. Because then the rumor is the Batman movies would be under the Red Hood. So then you now have Jason Todd as in the movie somewhere already. Then they're not going to kill off Dick Grayson again because Nightwing. And we have one living Joker, Jenna Malone.
You mean Robin?
Yes, I do mean Robin. Every time. I fucked it up. Yes. Alright, so I can tell Josie's getting bored, so let's move on. Are you getting bored?
Huh? No.
Okay. So, did you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I tried to. I really did.
What do you mean?
It was really stupid.
Wow, that's wrong.
Those are fighting words.
I don't think anyone has been told you're wrong about their taste in movies as much as you have by me. So Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Who wants to go first? You thought it was dumb.
It may have been just because I wasn't in the mood for it. But, no, I think that guy is, like, the character is so annoying, and I just can't, like, I mean, he's the white girl thing. I just can't.
Okay.
Who do you mean?
Yeah, which character is annoying?
Do you mean the fat guy or the guy with the white hair?
The fat guy.
Okay.
And the guy with the white hair. They're both annoying. He's rude, and the other guy's just fucking obnoxious. Like, ugh.
How far into the movie did you get before you stopped?
Maybe half hour left.
Why'd you even stop at that point?
Because I saw that Home was on Netflix, and I wanted to watch that instead. Oh my gosh.
Okay, that is the most wrong statement I've ever heard. That's the alien movie with the guy
alien
with
me. Oh my god, it was so cute. I cried. I know, jokes.
Rihanna playing
up
like a teenager.
I cried.
Like Rihanna's last movie was Battleship.
Exactly. So, okay. Okay.
It was really, really cute. I suggest it. It was very cute.
You can't say Plane Trains and Automobiles is bad and then suggest Home and expect anyone to listen.
I don't know. I think it was just because I wasn't in the mood for the feels that it wanted. And I just didn't find them funny. I don't know. I think I'm just in a shitty mood today. And that could be what it was.
Let's continue with why this is one of the greatest buddy comedies of all time.
And the greatest Thanksgiving movie.
It is the Thanksgiving movie. That's why I named this episode. This episode's called The Thanksgiving Movie.
I think this is my favorite John Hughes film.
Yeah, it's the same house as Home Alone.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Is this the guy acts really, really stupid, and I deal with stupid all day. So I don't, no thanks. I'm good.
That's what it was. I work retail. I work with stupid all day, and Peter's elitist.
You don't deal with my level of stupid, and you don't deal with my constant bombarding of stupid.
Just can't. Let's talk about how it's the greatest buddy comedy of all time. Okay, so do you want to go first? Because you've seen this movie more times than I have.
Yes, I fucking love this movie.
Yeah. Oh, no, I do too. I've only watched it twice, though.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this movie a lot. The only reason it's rated R is because of the one scene he says fuck like 20 times.
Yeah.
So that's hilarious that they were just like, no, we're putting the, like, even though it would be rated like PG without it, we're definitely putting the scene into the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it needs it. And it does.
It's hilarious.
And the soundtrack for this movie, the song at the end is, I still think, one of the most inspiring songs ever made for a movie.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, they become friends and they become, like, the bestest buddies at the very end. It's all very... Like, you figured that out from the beginning. You don't need to watch it all. This guy's a dick, and the other guy's a fucking idiot. So,
Josie, how far?
Oh, gosh. Unlikely friends. They become friends at the end. You don't need to watch it. You know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Because you know it from the very second you start.
She got through an hour of the movie, and then, like, okay, good enough.
The ending is very heartfelt because you find out.
Because
they
become friends, and fat guy, and the white, like...
You find out that the fat guy's wife has been dead the whole time, and he's just, like, making it up, and that he has, like, no home. He just travels around, for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He's, like, super sad. And then, Steve Martin takes him home to his family, so he has someone to be with on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, wow, very heartfelt.
And then you get to watch, like, he plays back the whole movie through his head, and you just see every scene where he, like, mentions it, and then, like, hints at it through the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
They do a very good job with laying that in the whole time.
Yeah, and it's not like a Night Shyamalan, where he just all of a sudden throws a twist at you with no hinting at all.
Exactly.
There's actual good story writing.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's unoriginal. This happens in every fucking buddy movie.
What?
There's an asshole and there's somebody stupid. Like, you know from the very beginning, like, what's gonna happen. Oh, yeah, they become friends. There's something obviously up with this fucking weirdo that makes him the way that he is. And they're gonna have some big old heartfelt scene. And he gives a shit what it's actually about because it doesn't matter what it's about.
And not all buddy comedies have people not liking each other.
Well, no.
Like, one of the other greatest buddy comedies is Dumb and Dumber, and they're friends the entire movie.
Oh my god, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Dumb and Dumber is really good.
It's so stupid. I'm not a fan of stupid comedy.
Wait, hang on.
Unless it is Pixar, I'm not a fan.
Are you a fan of The Big Bang Theory?
Eh.
Let's continue.
Your
with
point
this.
There.
Let's see. There are a lot of small details in this movie that are really good too, like the thing where it's not like Jurassic World with the matches out of nowhere with the when he puts his wallet in the glove box.
Yes. I also love when the car lights on fire and they just keep driving it and then they get pulled over and he's like, oh, was I going too fast?
Yeah.
Like it was you're going like 87.
Yeah. Yeah, it's literally one of the greatest movies of all time, I would say.
The pillow scene.
Yes.
iconic.
Yes, that is. Well, no, it's one of the most quoted lines I've ever heard in a movie.
I genuinely could not get through it because it couldn't get me to give a shit.
But the point of this movie is not a movie where you're supposed to be. It's a buddy comedy. The point of the movie is not like, okay, what's going to happen?
It didn't intrigue me at all. Like, I did not care what the fuck happened to them. Yeah, they go home. Cool.
Okay.
Do you not like horror movies because you know you're going to get scared?
Or romantic comedies because you know they're going to fall in love?
No, I'm not actually a fan of romantic comedies. Like, I like some, but...
I think Clueless is the greatest romantic comedy.
Okay, stop. It's weird incest, anyway.
It's not incest, they're step-siblings.
What?
Clueless.
I don't know.
How do you not know what Clueless is?
Clueless is, you should watch Clueless.
There are three people here, one of them's a woman. The woman doesn't know what Clueless is.
That's extremely sexist.
I don't care. I'm still right.
No.
Yes. I can't be wrong. Being wrong is for women. Okay, moving on. Let's see. What else have we got about? I should have taken notes. I gotta start taking notes on the movies as I watch them. Because I literally just wrote the usual. But I don't know what the usual means. I took that note last night at like 3 in the morning. When I was writing up the itinerary for myself. Why did I bold origin story for Daredevil? Okay. So, let's see.
Did you just punch the computer?
Yes, I did.
Shit, that was loud.
Yeah, I punched the computer because it's having issues with the webcam because...
Well, stop doing that.
My screen's broken.
Well, get a better laptop.
I am. So, I had to buy a new TV first, so I had to buy that on Black Friday. Laptop is next.
Didn't you? I had to laugh though when you said that you went and bought a TV on Black Friday after you made your whole speech about how you shouldn't go buy a big TV on Black Friday.
You're right, Josie. That's very hypocritical.
I ordered it online from Tiger Direct.
About how that's
old model TV.
That's
why I got it
on Black Friday. I laughed.
The literal thing I did, I put in my cart like 3 days earlier, then waited for my credit card to clear, then ordered it.
I still think it's funny.
Okay. But you don't think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is funny?
So no.
You're wrong. Anyway, no. Back to the movie.
The only scene that was funny was when he says, fuck, 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 and that's just obnoxious. And then the girl at the end that goes, well, I guess you're fucked.
That and the guy, only, like, hitting him and then grabbing him by the balls and pulling him was funny. And then in the next scene, he's talking with a high voice.
That was good.
Yeah, that's a very good joke. Like, how do you not think? Okay.
I don't have balls, so.
Okay. I think we should just move on, so we're gonna get nowhere on this, because me and you can only talk so much about how much we like it, and so they'd be like, no, you're wrong, even though we are 100% correct. So, let's just give our ratings for this.
You can't be 100% correct on an opinion.
Okay. Because you can have an opinion. Your opinion can still be wrong.
No.
Yes.
Your opinion is that I'm
factually incorrect. Look at Christians who believe in creationism. Like, their opinion is objectively wrong.
Shut up.
Alright, so rate the movie. Who wants to go first?
I give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. What number is that out of 10?
That gives no number.
I'm just gonna do it like a Olympics. 3. Just put DNF for her all the time. She didn't finish the movie. Is that fair?
Give it a 3. I didn't need to finish the movie. I didn't want to finish the movie, and that's what's wrong with the movie.
Okay.
I didn't actually fall asleep this time. I chose to stop watching it because it just didn't intrigue me anymore. And I was like, this isn't worth it.
Okay.
Trains, and Automobiles is number 5.
Exactly. So you're wrong.
Maybe I just don't like those kinds of movies.
Well, you also didn't like Dumb and Dumber, so that probably is it.
Then Lethal Weapon, which I would say is not really a buddy comedy, because it is not a comedy.
No, it's not a comedy.
It's like an action movie, exactly. But it's not a comedy. But whatever. Then With Nail and I, which I've never even heard.
Rain Man.
I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Then Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which is really good. Is the microphone working?
No, it is. It's
no, it's not.
The levels are good.
Then Midnight Run, which I don't know.
That's a great movie. Midnight Run's really good.
Then there's going to be a black and white movie, Some Like It Hot.
That I told you about that movie the other day, too. That movie is really good, too.
Superbad's on that list.
Yep. Alright, so we're going to move on to Daredevil.
He really dared the devil.
Oh, yes he did.
And so he knocked down just
for the record, Josie, did you watch this?
Watch what?
The last episode of Daredevil.
No.
Okay. So
I thought Daredevil. We were done doing Daredevil.
This is the last, yeah, after this we're done doing Daredevil.
Okay.
This is our last episode. So the last episode is called Daredevil, and it features Matt Murdock going after Kingpin in a very direct way, which is what we've seen all season.
Yes.
Because he's usually just beating around the bush trying to find him and that kind of stuff. Now he's like, nope, we're just going to fucking kill him. Or beat him and leave him for dead. And then we see his costume for the first time. Because this is very much an origin story. Because they don't call him Daredevil till the very end. And they also never call Wilson Fisk Kingpin the entire time.
Not even to the end, right? Except their only thing is when he's the king.
Right. At and the top of it's that's just like a small Easter egg.
Yeah.
Because this is very much an origin story for Wilson Fisk and Daredevil. So that way in the future, now you have Kingpin and Daredevil. So they did a very good job with that and weaving it in and not having the first episode be the origin. So we see him get his suit from...
That guy.
Yeah, the autistic guy. Then he goes and he fights Kingpin, and he just beats the fuck out. And that was a very satisfying fight.
Yes, I also like that it still wasn't. He's still gonna fight Kingpin at his best, because whenever Kingpin has fought this entire series, he's always very calm and methodical, beating the shit out of people.
Right.
But this one, he was crazy.
Doesn't he have a fucking freak out when he bashes that guy's head in the door?
But he wasn't really fighting. He wasn't really.
That was a very one. That's not a fight. That's a one-sided beheading.
He, knocked him out and then crushed his face in the door, so...
Would you call ISIS beheading someone a fight?
Exactly. But, when he fought Daredevil the first time, he just, walks over and, beats the shit out of him. And when he fights, who else? Did he fight the Asian guy?
Yeah, the Asian guy. Oh, no, he didn't fight the Asian
not
guy.
Not the knife guy.
No, Daredevil fought the knife guy. Kingpin fought... Well, he didn't really fight anyone.
He fought one more other person.
He fought the guy at one point. Then he fights Daredevil that one time. And he beats the fuck out of him.
He's usually calm until this last scene where he starts screaming and running around.
Yeah.
And then he gets a shit beat out of him. So I think if he was calm again, he could have beaten him, but he was not.
Yep.
Because he went to the dark side with his anger.
Yes. And it was cool to see the entire thing come crashing down. One thing I'm always surprised about for the series as a whole, that one guy, the old guy, who was in cahoots with Kingpin, lives longer than Wesley.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I thought he was going to die pretty early.
Yeah, two episodes in.
He was the asshole henchman guy.
Exactly.
But he was, actually doing stuff.
He's a major player in the show. Yeah, and then it set a very high bar for Jessica Jones, which Jessica Jones didn't meet. I mean, and arguably exceed. You've watched Jessica Jones, do you agree?
I haven't watched it to the very end.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Of what you watched of it. How far are you in it?
Do you hate it because...
I don't know. I have to look. I have to look it up and see how far I am.
Okay. I thought it was really good.
Wait, do you think it was better than Daredevil?
Story-wise, yes. The action was not better than Daredevil. And that's...
I think it's kind of cool. I don't know. I didn't know much about Jessica Jones. I know. Fuck me, because I don't know. But... I think they introduced her very well, although as far as I am into it, I'm in episode 7. I guess I don't quite understand why she's like going through what she's going through, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's not something they're really keeping hidden. It's more like she went through it and she doesn't want this other girl to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, that's the whole thing, is she's trying to take him alive so that way she can prove that the girl didn't kill her parents.
But this girl's such a bitch. Like,
she is. That doesn't
Why Jessica would you Jones be taking it? No, she's not. She's crazy nice. Like, look at what she's doing for this mean girl.
No, she acts like a bitch, though.
Mean girls.
And then Hellcat's also kind of a bitch. Have you gotten to Simpson making his transformation yet? I don't remember what episode that was.
Simpson?
The cop. The cop who looks very oddly like Captain America and dresses like Captain America.
Oh, you mean his transformation? What transformation?
Oh.
I'm at the point where the black junkie guy just stopped being a junkie.
Oh, okay. No, but then,
he's always going
to
be a junkie.
Have you gotten to the point? I don't want to go too far into this because Peter hasn't watched it yet.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, okay, so, yeah. He does have a, you know what the transformation is, I've said it multiple times. What the cop is, who the cop is in the comics. Simpson, who the cop, yeah, I've told you who the cop is.
Well, I didn't know, so don't tell me.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know who I'm talking about, she doesn't know who I'm talking about, so obviously no one knows the hell I'm talking about. So.
Maybe you just made
so it stop up. Talking
no,
about
definitely
it.
Happened. What?
I said, so stop talking about it.
I know, I am. So, anyway, Daredevil, that ended. Season 2 is next year, next spring, with Punisher as the villain. But that'll be fun. And let's do the football picks.
Ugh. Yay. Nobody gives a shit about it.
Yay.
Someone didn't make picks last week. Not going to mention any names.
Yes.
But he fucked our group from being in the top 10.
Oh no, all two of us.
Fuck off.
I don't think we would have been in the top 10.
No, we would have been. Because if you got even 2 points lower, we would have been number one. If you got 8, I got 10, we would have been at number one with 107.5 points as an average. Mm. If I would have been at 110, 108, you would have been at 107. Alright, so, let me refresh the page, see where we are at the present time. Okay, so, as of right now, Thursday, December 3rd, at 8:25 when the game started. Right now it's 10:18 in the coast that matters. Packers are currently playing the Lions in a NFC North showdown, if I may use the words of the marketing people at Fox. So, who'd you pick for that game?
The Packers.
Yeah, that was a bit of a bad decision because the Lions are winning 17-0.
Yes.
The Packers don't deserve to go to the playoffs this year. Then you probably didn't make a pick already. Falcons at Buccaneers.
The Falcons.
I picked the Buccaneers.
I can see that happening, though.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have a pick, or do you want to not pick anymore?
I don't want to pick. I'm good.
Okay.
Everybody, if anybody listens to it, they turn it off by now.
Okay. Texans at Bills.
The Bills.
I picked the Bills as well. I need the Bills to get good, so that way they can rip the... Redskins a new asshole. Let's see. 49ers at Bears.
Bears.
Yeah. The Bears. Bengals at Browns.
The Bengals.
I'm gonna pick the Bengals too. I'm gonna walk an Egyptian all over them. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans.
The Titans, but I could go either way.
Yeah. It could go either way. Well, no. But have you looked at their records this year?
I don't believe in records.
Okay. I picked the Jaguars. I feel like the Jaguars are picking up steam. They're going for a playoff run this year. I feel it.
Or second place in their division.
In their very, very shitty division. Cardinals at Rams.
Cardinals.
I picked the Cardinals as well. Ravens at Dolphins. I picked the Dolphins.
Ravens.
Seahawks at Vikings.
Seahawks.
Yes. The Vikings need to start losing steam for the Giants when they face them. That way the Giants can just mow right over them.
I want everyone.
Okay. It's one thing not to listen, but it's something else to watch something else while you're on the show.
What?
Then Jets at Giants. Yeah, who's surprised by both of us picking the Giants?
Giants.
Yeah. Broncos at Chargers. I'm going to go with the Broncos. After beating the Patriots last week, fuck you, by the way.
I know.
I think they can easily beat the Chargers, who are like one of the worst teams in the league.
I agree. Even though the Broncos, didn't they lose to a shitty team already?
I drowned my sorrows in Laker.
I don't care if they lost a shitty team, they beat the Patriots last week.
True.
And that's missing their quarterback.
Yes. Well, maybe they don't need that quarterback anymore.
Peyton Manning.
50 years old.
Chiefs at Raiders. Picking the Chiefs. Panthers at... Oh, no. Eagles at Patriots.
Pats.
I'm picking... Yep, Patriots are going to win that one. Oh, that's just going to be ugly.
What?
The Patriots playing the Eagles. That's going to be ugly. Panthers at Saints.
Panthers.
Panthers. Colts at
Steelers. The
Saints
have been all over the place this season.
Yeah, they...
It's a little weird. Like,
they held their own against... Well, no, what happened was Drew Brees got hurt. That's why they've been all over the place.
No, but they still lost with Drew Brees to really, like, bad teams. And then they beat the Giants in the, like, highest scoring game without field goals, like, ever.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, but I still think the Panthers are going to win that.
Oh, yeah. No way. I want Panthers to go undefeated.
I don't.
I support the Panthers.
Because they go undefeated, they have to go through the Giants in the playoffs.
Okay. As long as they don't play the Giants.
They're playing the Giants in 2 weeks in the regular season. But if they do go undefeated through the season, the Giants make the playoffs, the Giants will have to go through them on the way to the Super Bowl.
I know. If the Giants have ended up there, I'm going for the Panthers.
Colts at Steelers.
Colts.
I picked the Steelers.
Did not know you supported the rapists.
And, what's it called? Cowboys at Skins.
Skins. Are you very torn with this one? Because it's like, logistically, you should go for the Cowboys.
Yeah, logistically, the Cowboys need to win this game.
In your heart, you want the Skins to beat the Cowboys because Tony Romo's hurt again.
No, logistically, the Cowboys need to win this game.
But they're also...
Realistically, there's no fucking way they're gonna win this game. Because despite having... Who's their backup quarterback now? Castle, they got?
Yeah, Castle.
He would held his own on the Patriots pretty well. And they have fucking Dez Bryant. But what the hell are they doing with their time? They have 3 wins, and none of them are under backup quarterbacks. What the fuck's going on? So, yeah. The Reds are gonna fucking win that game. And that's awful for the Giants.
Maybe the Giants shouldn't be shitty.
Yeah, I don't know what happened last week.
Not lose to the fucking Redskins.
Exactly. And then who'd you pick for the Eliminator?
I have to look that up.
I picked the Bengals.
Can you just go through every team again? Nah, I'm just kidding.
Lions are up 20-0 now. To be fair, Giants almost came back from this.
Lions tame Packers. That's hilarious, ESPN. Hold on. I'm going to do this.
The number one in the overall leaderboard on ESPN's Eliminator's name is Harry Boobies.
That's perfect.
Good for him.
Hold on. I chose the Ravens.
That was a bad decision.
I can change it whenever I want.
So we're done with the football part. You can't choose the Lions. It's already in progress.
I did it.
Fuck you.
I'm choosing the Bills.
Any listeners don't know that there's an after the football part.
Shut the fuck up. We usually just do the next few weeks movies should be changed, remember?
This is the worst part.
Well, yes, because everyone's just kind of like done with the show at this point, and you're always like, okay, can we finish? Can we finish? Alright, so.
I've been like that for like a couple minutes.
I bet you're Frozen again for my movie.
Next week is the one. Don't do that. I gotta rent it again, then. Next week is It's a Wonderful Life.
Boo.
Then the week after, also our last live episode before our little break, is The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Then we have 2 episodes we gotta pre-record because we're not gonna be here, and that is we're not doing Miracle on 34th Street anymore. We're doing Eight Crazy Nights, the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna be doing our year in review. for December 30th.
Yeah.
And then opening up the new year, we have Ant-Man, the new Fantastic Four, Inside Out. And I have down Human Centipede 3. I don't think you're still going through with that.
Oh, I forgot I put that. I might put Human Centipede so we can talk about how it's actually not that bad of a movie.
Okay.
And it's very tasteful. And it's what its subject matter is.
Okay, so we will tentatively write in Human Centipede for...
It's going to be Human Centipede or Braveheart.
And then we have nothing yet for the... we do have stuff for the month of February. We have Up, Mulan, then Snow White, Cinderella, Tangled, Aladdin, and then we have nothing for the last week of February.
I think we could also talk about how the world's ready for Mel Gibson to come back.
Okay, so yeah, we're done for this week. We're done? Everyone good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shortest episode so far, and we will not be starting up a new TV show until the new year if we do it all.
Okay.
So don't have to worry about that. Alright, so we'll be back next week with Miracle on 34th. No, not Miracle. It's a Wonderful Life. That's next week.
Very cool.